Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now, you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. Glad you're with us. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Remember the timeline, because this is very important. It was November 2nd that they discovered these top secret classified documents at the Penn Biden Center. The Department of Justice knew about it. The FBI knew about it. The Bidens knew about it. We didn't find out about it until 68 days later. I mean, it's really, when you think about it, pretty unbelievable. And then we found out that, in fact, they went to the Penn Biden Center. We only found that out this week. A couple of weeks later, in the interim, they had appointed a special counsel to go after Donald Trump, the former president, where they raided Mar-a-Lago. We have since found documents, top secret classified information, in five separate locations of Joe Biden, which is pretty unbelievable. And finally today, the FBI searched Biden's Rehoboth Beach house. And what they're saying is they didn't find any classified documents that they know of, but they found notes, etc., from the president and his time being vice president, and they took those with them. Now, the argument of the media is, well, Donald Trump wasn't being cooperative. That's not true, and we know it's not true because the FBI had unfettered access to Mar-a-Lago. They were in the storage room where, during the raid, they eventually found classified information. The FBI was in that room, didn't take anything. Later asked for a padlock to be put on the room, and there's no indication that at any point anybody on Team Trump said, oh, you're not allowed to come back. There was no need for a raid. Now the big question is, what is going to happen with the trove of documents that exist at the University of Delaware? Because the amount of documents that we're talking about are unbelievable. 33 pallets of documents. They needed two trucks to move it to the University of Delaware, 1,800 cartons of papers, and 415 gigabytes of electronic records. Now, that's been sitting there for over 10 years at this point. There's not one person that has ever had access to it, and the University of Delaware has not allowed anybody to even search for the possibility that these top secret or classified information could be in there. Which, by the way, they should do. And if it was Donald Trump, they would do. Now, you can listen to the excuse making of the media mob and Democrats. They have a very different take than when, of course, Mar-a-Lago was raided and they were cheering and clapping and hooting and hollering and thinking this is the best thing ever. And Donald Trump's going to go to jail over this, to the theme of Carmina Burana.
President Biden's lawyers revealed that documents marked classified were found in office space that he used as a private citizen.
This morning, ABC News has learned classified documents from President Biden's time as vice president have been found at an office he no longer uses.
The White House revealed this weekend additional pages of classified documents were discovered inside the president's Delaware home.
That search was completed last night, and now this is in the hands of the Justice Department.
So we should assume that
you should assume that it's been completed, yes. Right? They completed the search with documents being found last night.
Now we turn to President Biden's handling of items marked classified. Even more were found in President Biden's house in Wilmington, Delaware, after the president's lawyers invited the FBI to search it on Friday. Some of those materials date back to Mr. Biden's Senate days more than 14 years ago.
When you saw the photograph of the top secret documents laid out on the floor at Mar-a-Lago, what did you think to yourself looking at that image?
How
that could possibly happen? Why anyone could be that irresponsible? And it's just totally irresponsible.
The president's attorney says the latest batch amounts to 6 more items with classification markings. For now, a total of between 25 and 30 documents. And in a sign of how this investigation may continue to stretch out, a source familiar with the probe tells CBS News investigators are considering searching other locations.
We're fully cooperating, looking forward to getting this resolved quickly. I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there.
What's at the University of Delaware, and why did the DOJ just work with Biden? Why did they say Hillary Clinton, who had far more documents, top secret classified documents on her servers than Trump and Biden combined, why did they ignore that? And why did they ignore that she deleted 33,000 emails on her servers with bleach bit and destroyed devices, BlackBerries, iPhones with hammers and removed SIM cards? Anyway, here to weigh in on all of this, Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst. Upcoming book of his is called Trial of the Century. We also welcome back Peter Schweitzer, himself also a number one New York Times bestselling author. And anyway, glad you're with us. Peter, we'll start with you. Well, they certainly didn't raid Biden's homes the way they did Donald Trump's. Is that a dual system of justice? Peter Schweitzer.
Yes, absolutely it is, Sean. And look, I mean, if you look at this in the global perspective, clearly we have an issue of how classified material is handled. We had the situation with Trump, the situation with Mike Pence, the situation with Joe Biden. But there's one huge difference. I mean, we've got to get to the bottom of that, and we've got to make sure we better control that information. But a huge difference is the son of the vice president, the son of the current president, Hunter Biden, who had access to those locations. He was involved in the negotiations to set up the UPenn Center. He was involved in the negotiations to set up the Biden School at the University of Delaware. At the time he was doing that, he was taking money from foreign entities. He was working for, in his own words, the effing spy chief of China. He was taking money from Russia. These are countries that have hostile intelligence services. Now, maybe Mike Pence's son is doing that. I really doubt it. But that is the important context in which we have to put all of this. It's one thing to wonder why there is this dual standard. We know there's a dual standard. But I think the biggest focus in terms of my mind of what's important here is the simple fact that we have a major national security program problem with the Bidens, the question of the financial ties of being compromised. And now you layer on top of that the fact that this individual who's taking this money was at locations with access to this material. It takes it, in my mind, to a much, much higher level.
I couldn't agree with you anymore. As a matter of fact, I think we now need to focus a little bit not only on the dual system of justice, because we don't have equal justice or equal application of our laws in this country. But however, we do know enough at this point to know that Hunter Biden is up to his eyeballs in this also. Forgetting the timeline, forgetting that we found out about Joe Biden having top secret classified information 68 days after the FBI and the DOJ knew about it. even though it was 6 days before a midterm election, even though they claim to be the most transparent White House in history. But in addition to the UPenn Biden Center information, we have four other locations where they had top secret documents. We don't really know as of yet fully what might be at Biden's beach house. And we certainly need to look into what might be at the University of Delaware, based on the absolute voluminous amount of materials that they have there. But another big question has to do with Hunter Biden and Hunter Biden's attempt to sell documents dating back to 2011 on his laptop from hell. Greg Jarrett, the offer to sell intelligence from Russian oligarchs to the aluminum firm Alcoa for $55,000.
Yeah, I mean, Hunter has netted tens of millions from his schemes. He pays $20,000 a month for a nearly 7,000-square-foot mansion in ritzy Malibu. Where in the world did that kind of cash come from? Well, a lot of it, as Peter well knows, because he's written a book about it, a lot of it came from China, tens of millions of dollars. Hunter gets this interest-free, forgivable $5 million loan, even more cash funneled into his accounts that he controlled. What was he delivering to the Chinese in exchange for money? The Biden office documents at the University of Pennsylvania, Joe Biden's private office there, reportedly involves Ukraine. And Hunter had access. And emails on his laptop show he provided this very sophisticated 22-point memo to Ukraine that looks suspiciously, Sean, like it came directly from classified material. And at the same time, he's pocketing $1 million a year from a Ukrainian energy company despite no experience. This bears the unmistakable stench of corrupt influence peddling. 3 days after Hunter gives Ukraine the information, his business partner, Devin Archer, meets with Joe Biden at the White House. Biden then flies off to Ukraine. And after that, the money begins flowing into Hunter's bank account. It looks like Hunter was not just selling access to information, but, Sean, promises of influence from his father.
All right, quick break. More with Peter Schweitzer, Greg Jarrett on the other side as we continue. Look, these products just work for me, all things MyPillow. If you've not gotten the original MyPillow, now would be the perfect time. I fall asleep faster. I stay asleep longer because of these products. They just simply work. If you want to sleep on the softest sheets you've ever slept on, you're going to love MyPillow's Giza Dream Sheets. It's made from the world's best cotton, Giza. Soft as any sheet I've ever had. And, by the way, now coming in at the lowest price ever, $29.98. And Giza Dream Sheets come in multiple colors and styles and sizes. It's the perfect time to upgrade your bedding and enhance your sleep. All MyPillow products have a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All you have to do is call 800-919-6090. Mention my name, Hannity. They have other deep discounts on other great products every single day as well. Or you can check it out yourself when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Sean Hannity Square. And when those products arrive, all the sleep you've been wanting and needing and craving and desiring and all the sleep you deserve will be yours. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square.
When he said, "I hope you know what you're doing," what did he think you were doing?
Well, he read the press reports that I joined the board of Burisma, which was a Ukrainian natural gas company. And there's been a lot of misinformation about me, not about my dad. Nobody buys that, but it buys this idea that I was unqualified to be on the board.
What were your qualifications to be on the board of Burisma?
Well, I was vice chairman of the board of Amtrak for 5 years. I was the chairman of the board of the UN World Food Program. I was a lawyer for Boies Schiller Flexner, one of the most prestigious law firms in the world.
You didn't have any extensive knowledge about natural gas or Ukraine itself, though.
No, but I think that I had as much knowledge as anybody else that was on the board, if not more.
In the list that you gave me of the reasons why you're on that board, you did not list the fact that you were the son of the vice president.
Of course, yeah. No.
What role do you think that played?
I think that it is impossible for me to be on any of the boards that I just mentioned without saying that I'm the son of the vice president of the United States.
You were paid $50,000 a month for your position?
Look, I'm a private citizen. One thing that I don't have to do is sit here and open my kimono as it relates to how much money I make or did or didn't. But it's all been reported.
If your last name wasn't Biden, do you think you would have been asked to be on the board of Burisma?
I don't know. I don't know. Probably not. I don't think that there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life that that if my last name wasn't Biden.
All right, we continue with Greg Jarrett and Peter Schweitzer. Let me, Peter Schweitzer, because you were the one to first break this story in Secret Empires. Let me go through and make sure that I have my facts straight and this audience fully understands and comprehends. I'm only going to pick three countries. I'm going to pick China, Russia, and Ukraine. And you tell me what is proven and what may be speculation. In the case of China, 10 days after Hunter Biden traveled with his father to China, to Asia on a trip, he was able to secure a $1 billion, later became a $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China. Is that true?
That's true. And we know the man that arranged that, at the time he arranged it, Sean, was partners with the Vice Minister of State Security in China. So this is a guy who's juiced in with the spy apparatus in China. So, yes, you are absolutely correct.
That's all right. Next question. Did he have a $100,000 shopping spree, the whole Hunter Biden family with the Chinese national?
Yes, and that was arranged by Chairman Yi of CEFC, a Chinese energy company. Before Chairman Yi took that job, he worked for an entity that is known connected to the Chinese military intelligence service.
Did the Biden family get a $5 million interest-free forgivable loan from China?
They did. Greg just referenced it. That's absolutely correct. That also came from CEFC, this entity. That was arranged with the help of a gentleman named Patrick Ho, who worked for CEFC, who was arrested by the FBI and went to jail. Patrick Ho is the individual that Hunter Biden himself calls the effing spy chief from China.
Are there any more big deals from China that you know of that I don't?
There's one other deal, a $5 million cash transfer from a gentleman in China named Henry Zhao. Henry Zhao transferred $5 million to Hunter Biden. There's no mention of any services or anything to be rendered. That $5 million was transferred from an account that, according to Hong Kong business records, is jointly owned by Mr. Zhao and the daughter of the former Minister of State Security who ran the entire spy apparatus of China. So that's where we get to roughly $31 million.
Now, Greg, I want you to keep paying close attention because I'm going to ask you the legal aspects to these questions on the other side. Okay, so stay with me here. Peter, on Ukraine, we know about Burisma. We know that he made millions of dollars, and we know that he went on Good Morning America and admitted that he had no experience in energy, oil, gas, or Ukraine, and we know that his father went to Ukraine, leveraged $1 billion taxpayer dollars, unless they fired a prosecutor who was investigating his son with zero experience being paid millions, and they had 6 hours to do it. Is that all true?
That's all true. We also know that while Hunter was getting paid by Burisma, Burisma was benefiting from federal taxpayer dollars through the U.S. Agency for International Development, a $250 million program designed to help the Ukrainian natural gas industry. And that program was being steered by Hunter Biden's father, Joe Biden.
Okay. And then, so when we come back, I'm going to ask you about Russia. And when we come back, then I'm going to go to Greg Jarrett, and we're going to go through, Greg, you hear confirmation, all this money. And we're going to talk about what legal vulnerabilities there might be, because this is a big part of Jim Comer's investigation. So stay with us. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. We'll also get to your calls in the next half hour, I promise.
Since 1973, over 64 million babies' lives have been taken through abortion. Now, preborn.com, they're dedicated to saving these precious lives, and they're using the science of 4D ultrasound to do it by offering free ultrasounds to any expecting mom.
That changed my life, just from that ultrasound picture.
Now, you see, when an expecting mother meets that precious baby inside her, they end up being more than twice as likely to choose life for that baby. Now, you can join them in this incredible effort of theirs, and that's rescuing babies' lives. One ultrasound, $28. For $140, you can sponsor five ultrasounds. And you know what? You might be saving five lives. You can donate securely by dialing #250 on your cell. Use the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. And unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with Sign Up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now, you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Call them today at 855-815-GOLD and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Will you join me in fighting the epic battle of the millennium? Do you realize since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion states now have seen a huge increase in patients? Now, sadly, babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's why Preborn has stepped in. And they use the science of 4D ultrasound to introduce expecting moms to their precious babies, and this science works. When a mom is in crisis and hears that baby's heartbeat or sees him or her on an ultrasound, guess what? They're more than twice as likely to choose life. Now, five ultrasounds are just $140. That would help perhaps rescue five babies' lives. If you donate now, that just donate securely. You can do it by dialing #250 on your cell, saying the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean. You will never regret helping this organization. Unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice, and right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is insurance alone is not enough. Now to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. We're going to go back into the money with Peter Schweitzer. Then we'll look at the legal aspects with our friend Greg Jarrett. Look, if you want to save money, these are tough economic times. One way to do it is to get my cell phone service with my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, they use the exact same towers as the big carriers like Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, the same 5G network. You'll have the same number of coverage bars on your phone. You keep your phone, you keep your phone number, and the average family saving close to $1,000 a year. Many families are saving much more. And by the way, making the switch is simple. You'll get blazing fast data, unlimited talk and text. It's only $30 a month for the exact same service. And Pure Talk will give you your first month completely risk-free. They guarantee it. If you're not completely happy, you get your money back. And by the way, all you have to do to make the switch, it takes a couple of minutes. You dial #250 on your cell phone, say the keyword save now. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. #250, keyword save now. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. All right, we continue with Greg Jarrett and Peter Schweitzer. Now, I only picked three countries in terms of the amount of money and being our number one, number two geopolitical foe, and that would be China and Russia. We talked about the Biden family and all the deals they did with China, and Peter confirmed that everything in his book is true and everything that we've been telling you is, in fact, accurate. The same with Ukraine. Everybody knows that that was the real quid pro quo, but the media mob and Democrats ignored that part. So my next question is about our second geopolitical foe. I would say China's number one. And Peter, is it true that a Russian oligarch, former first lady of Moscow, did a deal with Hunter and his company for $3.5 million?
She transferred $3.5 million. And in the corporate records of his firm, there were also indications that they may have been investing up to $200 million. For Yelena Bacharina, the former wife of the mayor of Moscow, who is also, by the way, listed in State Department cables and WikiLeaks as being believed by our government to be linked to Russian organized crime. So, yes.
So I had heard $100 million investment in a real estate venture of Hunter. You're saying it could be up to $200 million?
Yes, this financial firm in a court trial that took place involving Devin Archer lists in their corporate notes that they were handling some $200 million for Yelena Bacharina.
And was this money also similarly coming from the former first lady of Moscow, the Russian oligarch?
Yes, she's made a lot of money over the years through her corrupt activities. And yes, so she is a billionaire, and she apparently gave a large chunk of money to Hunter Biden, who knows why, to handle real estate investments in the West.
Well, you're underestimating the incredible background of Hunter Biden. I mean, you know, look at the great success of his artwork, Portraits of a Crack Addict. I mean, the success, I think, is fairly unprecedented. And his business acumen is second to none. With no experience, he's pulled off on an awful lot of big multi-million dollar deals. All right, so Greg, now that you've heard all of that and you've known all of this yourself, but I just want you to go through country by country and talk about legally where the Biden family may face trouble, because I don't believe the documents are going to impact Joe Biden or Donald Trump. I think at the end of the day, the biggest problem that Joe Biden faces is the fact that he lied to the American people when he said he never spoke to his son Hunter or any family member about their foreign business dealings. We all know that now to be a lie. And how much of the money that was made went to Joe? That's the question.
Well, with respect to Russia, Ukraine, and China, as you and Peter have discussed, there are seven potential crimes that immediately come to mind: tax evasion, bribery, influence peddling, fraud, money laundering, and violations of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, as well as the Foreign Agents Registration Act. But so far, the Department of Justice and the FBI have taken a hands-off approach to the president's nefarious son, and the documents and statements of Hunter's business partners, Tony Bobulinski in particular, that implicate Joe Biden. Now, why have they taken the hands-off approach? The answer to me is obvious. The fix is in to protect both Bidens. It's shocking to me that the FBI hasn't searched Hunter's home to seize his computer equipment and devices. I mean, the laptop alone, which the FBI has had in its possession since December of 2019, offers plenty of probable cause for a search warrant. And I also am amazed that the FBI hasn't descended on the University of Delaware. Look, if you've got classified documents in Biden's private office at the University of Pennsylvania, in his garage in Wilmington, inside his home, his library, his office there, and potentially some documents the FBI took from Mahoboth Beach, well, of course there are classified documents at the University of Delaware, which is the largest collection of Biden documents dating all the way back to his Senate career. And we know that he took classified documents with him when he left the U.S. Senate. So, you know, again, they should seize documents at both locations, Hunter's home and the University of Delaware. They won't do it because Merrick Garland is determined to protect Joe Biden. To do so, he has to protect Hunter Biden.
Let's go to this date that the FBI got a hold of Hunter Biden's laptop. You are correct. It was in December of 2019. Now, we have done a deep dive, and you are a big part of our ensemble cast in terms of the Steele dossier. It's fascinating to me that Bob Woodward is condemning the media's Russiagate coverage in this interview with the Columbia Journalism Review. That finally have come to the conclusion of something we have been known and been reporting for years, that the Steele dossier is garbage, that the media ran with it, and that these FISA applications were based on it, and that was lying to a FISA court to achieve the goal of getting a FISA warrant against Carter Page and a backdoor into all things Trump. So if they knew about Hunter Biden's laptop, I would argue that the FBI put their thumbs on the scale of the 2016 election, and they should have been able to prove, they should have taken on the admonition of Bruce Orr in August of 2016. They didn't. When they sent FBI agents in early October 2016 to offer $1 million to Christopher Steele to corroborate the dossier, you would think that Christopher Steele would have been able to say, here, I can show you this, this, and this. Give me my $1 million. He couldn't do it. But then by the end of October, they used it as the bulk of information to acquire the FISA application warrants, and they got three subsequent warrants every 3 months. But at that time, they'd even known from his subsource that none of it was true. Now, I digress. So then we fast forward to the lead up to the 2020 election. The FBI had all of this time to vet the Hunter Biden laptop. They had to know immediately that it was his laptop because his face is all over it. It's his email address. It was not a difficult task to discover that. But yet we had young FBI agents meeting weekly with every big tech company and telling them that they might be victims of some type of misinformation campaign from foreign entities that will be trying to influence the election. And in the case of Twitter, their integrity officer, Mr. Roth, even testified in Missouri that he was told that the information, the disinformation, may be about Hunter Biden. Now, that tells me that the FBI was protecting the Biden family. They knew that the laptop was real, and that when that story eventually broke, because they knew Rudy Giuliani had a copy, they knew it would break, that they had prepared these big tech companies to censor it.
Oh, you've absolutely nailed it. I mean, they were spying on Giuliani, so they knew that he was going to get the information out eventually to the New York Post, and the FBI undertook a very long and elaborate campaign to manipulate social media companies into censoring the laptop, which they did. And in addition to that, we know that the FBI at the same time, we know this from whistleblowers, buried the laptop in a file that nobody but top officials could access. And at the same time, they undertook this public campaign to claim that the laptop was Russian disinformation, when in fact what the FBI was doing was FBI disinformation with the help of the intelligence community and 51 former intel people who signed this very public letter. All of this was done to protect Joe Biden, to help him get elected. So, you know, it was always phony that Trump colluded with Russia to steal the 2016 election. In fact, what was going on in both 2016 and 2020 is that the FBI was involved in trying to unduly influence both elections.
Unbelievable. Peter, you know, you've been at the tip of the spear of this, and when you first broke these stories about Hunter Biden, nobody wanted to pay attention to them. Now, we paid a lot of attention to them. We had you on a lot. You told the story again and again, and a lot of people ignored it. And now here we are. It's front and center, but I don't see a Department of Justice that is willing to follow the law and that has been highly politicized and, frankly, even weaponized against Republicans, but protective of everything Democratic.
Yeah, you're right, Sean. And look, I mean, you were key in putting this story on the map. We were doing this in 2018. And look, the Hunter Biden laptop in 2020, nobody would have cared except for the fact that we had already, I think, laid the groundwork together that this Biden criminal enterprise was operating. Looking forward, the criminal justice system, unfortunately, has been corrupted. Merrick Garland is going to protect Joe Biden. What he cannot do is prevent this congressional committee, the oversight committee, from getting to the bottom of this. I always defer to Craig Jarrett on all kinds of questions of the law and criminal justice, so I don't know about statute of limitations and whether Hunter's going to be charged, but what I do know is the American people need to know how the Bidens were getting this money, what they were giving in return for the money, and the effect that it had on our policy. And the only way we're going to know that, unfortunately, in this country, is not from the mainstream media. It's not from the Department of Justice. It's going to be from this congressional committee. So let's hope they do their job.
Well, we're going to watch it very closely. And these investigations go in tandem. One into the FBI and DOJ, that's Judiciary and Jim Jordan, and the Biden Family Syndicate. And, of course, these documents, classified, top secret, that falls under the House Oversight Committee and Jim Comer. But anyway, Peter Schweitzer, thank you. Greg Jarrett, thank you. Appreciate you both being with us and staying long.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Chris in North Carolina. What's up, Chris? How are you? Glad you called.
Hey, love your show. Listen to you on all your outlets.
Thank you, my friend. What's going on? How's North Carolina today?
Oh, it's a little cool today, a little rainy. But just waiting on springtime. But my question is, you know, do these people not believe the American people are tired of these endless investigations with no results? You had hard evidence on the Clintons. You had hard evidence on the Steele dossier from Schiff. You had Swalwell linked to the Chinese spy. You got Hunter's laptop. You got Joe's documents. You got the FBI cover-ups. Endless investigations and no arrests, no indictments, no nothing. I mean, we're great. We got the House back. Republicans got the House back. But we announced more investigations, but there never seems to be anybody put in jail.
Listen, it's at the heart of what Jim Jordan's going to try to get to the bottom of, and that is whether your FBI is politicized. We already know the answer. It's, to me, it's a question of to what extent has it been politicized? It's going to be very interesting. We will hear from these whistleblowers. They're not going to dodge. The American people will know good and well that things have gone south in terms of justice in America by the end of all of this. The American people will know without any hesitation that the Biden family, you know, profited greatly off of their syndicate games and, frankly, their influence peddling as far as I'm concerned. Is there legal ramifications to it? I don't know. I don't think it'll happen with Merrick Garland as the AG. But it could have other implications, not the least of which an impact if Joe Biden is the candidate for the Democrats in 2024. All of this will be known by the American people, and I do think it will have an impact. I get the frustration, but everybody's got to remember two things here. As, for example, as we go into the debt ceiling negotiations, and regardless of what happens with McCarthy and Biden now, it's irrelevant. If the Republicans unite behind a fiscally conservative spending plan and in exchange for raising the debt ceiling, then if they're united, the Democrats will have to deal with them. If Republicans are not united, the Democrats are betting that's going to be the case, then they won't have any power. Together they have power. Alone they won't have power. So they've got to work as a team to make that happen. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Hey, you're going to love my friends at Lone Star Transfer. Look, if you felt like booking your own timeshare was difficult in the past, you know it's been nearly impossible lately. Now, most clients are shocked to even learn that their timeshare is now available to the public, and that severely limits their own booking options. Also, many owners have reached out. They are upset that their yearly dues have now nearly doubled during this maintenance fee season. So for well over a decade, the only people I trust is Lone Star Transfer. They have had the pleasure of helping thousands and thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. By the way, they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and over 900 five-star testimonials. And their clients know, as I do, that Lone Star Transfer is the only company that they can trust. Now, Lone Star will guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. And you could start the new year off right, save money, call my friends at Lone Star Transfer for a free no obligation consultation. It's 833-594-0075, 833-594-0075, online lonestartransfer.com. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. We got a great, and I mean great, Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. Kevin McCarthy, his meeting with Joe Biden from earlier today. We'll get the inside scoop. He will tell us. Also, Senator Ted Cruz, Jim Jordan opening up hearings in the House Judiciary today. Chip Roy also will join us. We'll get the legal aspects involving all things Biden finances with Greg Jarrett. And we'll check in our Hannity hot seat, Stephen Miller versus Geraldo, and much more. 9 Eastern, set your DVR, Hannity tonight on Fox. See you then, back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.